ago I moved to Whenua Pai. I had lived most of my life on 10-acre lifestyle properties, and the time came to downsize, and I thought, well, I really couldn't live in suburbia. It was just a little bit too, you know, surrounded by houses for me. So it just so happened that out of the blue, this lovely property came up in Totara Road. It was 1 acre, and it was surrounded by horse paddocks, and I thought, this is me, and so I purchased in Totara Road. I've been in real estate 23 years, and I guess 23 years ago, it was different, of course the world was different, but 23 years ago we had what was called then farming territories, and or a farming patch. It was an area that you chose to look after. And so that's the area that I'd always loved. Back in the 60s, my dad was in real estate in Henderson, and he sold many of the old folks into Whenua Pai, and I used to tag along with him, and I just had this love of Whenua Pai and Herald Island. In fact, when I was about 8 or 9, Dad and Mum took the 6 kids out to Herald Island when the causeway opened, and we trailed over there, and kind of that's where my memories, my fond memories of Herald Island started. It was quite an event. It was a huge event, if you can imagine. I mean, hey, if I was 8 then, that's an awful long time ago. That's 65 years ago. So it was a big event back in those days. Really, you know, you've got to think. I mean, not many people had television back in those days. And so it was a big occasion. Now, I don't remember it vividly, but I just remember the fact that we walked over the causeway when it was opened. You can imagine, until that time, it was an island, literally an island. And again, there's a lot of history on that island. I remember selling a house a few years ago on the title, I believed it was. You couldn't plant or dig or cut the trees out because there was Maori artifacts that had been discovered in that area. So,
were you a keen gardener?
Yes, I've always loved the gardens. Mm. Yes, I have. I do love the gardens, and I think that in lockdown it was just my saving grace. You know, life is pretty busy, and I'm a bit of a workaholic, I have to say. But just to be able to get in that garden and not watch the clock all the time. Just to have the appreciation of what time gives you. It was just, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful time. But I love my garden. Yes, I do. Yes.
What did you plant there over the years?
Oh, over the years, I've got a big shrubbery of camellias, and I've got bromeliads, and roses. I love my white roses. Yes, I just like to go out and to be able to pick something, you know. Absolutely, the gardenias. Gardenias are beautiful. It was just, I had a lovely piece, you know, a lovely block of land, and an acre.
Good
and,
soil?
No, Whenua Pai doesn't actually have very good soil. No, it doesn't. Despite the fact that we were grape-growing country and orchards and things like that, some of our soil is not that great. Mm-hmm. But you see, historically, Whenua Pai means fertile soil. And because of all the grapes and things like that were growing, and that's what I do remember. Growing, it was good, but your question of soil, I had to put an awful lot of soil into my the roses and things growing like that.
Did you get that green thumb from your mum or dad?
Yes, my mum. When I was a child growing up in Henderson, we had a very lovely, beautiful garden. It used to be owned by a florist in the city, and we had everything that you could think of. And back in those days, I have lovely memories of only when I was about 12 or 13. My mum and dad were very hard-working people. They'd come through tough times breaking in farms in the old days and things like that. And I came from a family of 6, and there was never a dull moment in our family. You had to work. You had to get out there and do things. And in fact, my mum was quite enterprising, believe it or not, in those days. Every Sunday, there'd always be beautiful seasonal flowers, and you'd pick whether it was daffodils or primroses or irises or all these beautiful flowers. And I'd put them on baker's trays, the old-fashioned cardboard baker's trays. And then I'd go and load them on the bus in the morning, on a Monday morning, and I used to deliver those down to the markets, down the bottom of town, would you believe? And then off to school I'd go. I used to go to school in Remuera. But I used to get pocket money for my flowers, and they paid for most of my ballet shoes. I did ballet dancing for many, many years. And they paid for all my point shoes, my money from my flowers. And my daughter lives in London, and she's sending me beautiful photos. They're in lockdown and will be for a long time. And her garden and has been her saving grace as well.